This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mukhtar in studio today with Wong Xiaoning and Koo Soo Chuang. We are taking a look at how global markets ended trading yesterday.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a good day, actually, because the Dow and the Nasdaq, they were up 1.6%. S&P 500 also up 1.5%. But in Asia, Nikkei was down 1%. Hang Seng was down 0.8%. Shanghai Com was down 0.1%, while Singapore and KL were both closed for the Hari Raya Haji holidays.
Okay, and joining us on the line for some thoughts on where markets are heading, we have Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at BFS Group in Sydney. Jack, good morning. Given recent pullbacks and then rallies on stock indices of late, what do you make of global equity growth? Has it peaked over inflationary concerns, as well as fears that the pandemic isn't quite fully over?
Yeah, good morning, everybody, and Eid Mubarak to everybody out there in Malaysia. Look, pullbacks when markets are so strong are actually a good thing. So I see this recent pullback we've seen in markets as a healthy sign that the market is readjusting with a move going forward. Now, let's just talk about inflation for a moment, because that is the biggest fear and I guess the biggest weight on market at the moment. And it was a hot number. I will not disagree. It was a very hot number that we saw out of the US last week. And that's part of the reason we've seen a bit of sell-off in equities, not only in the US, but around the globe. But let's just pull apart this inflation number for a moment and see where we're at. The first one is energy has a big part to play with that 5.4% jump we saw. What we're seeing at the moment is oil markets considerably have been up and up considerably over the last year and a half. That is a combination of demand pressure, but it's also a combination of supply pressure. Let's not forget that we have a Biden administration that is committed to really pushing down oil supply within that nation, which is still the largest producing country in the world. We also have a cartel or a body that's committed to reduction in terms of oil barrels. So that has to have some pressure on that price. What I think will happen is as you start to see oil stay at these levels, you start to see some demand pull and will go towards renewable energies and particularly EV. So I think that pressure will allay somewhat. The other one that contributed to the inflation figure was that one third of the total CPI figure was used cars and truck prices. And there's been a particular reason for that. We have a semiconductor shortage around the world. A lot of these semiconductor companies have committed their resources to more advanced chips, not the ones that go into cars. But we're starting to see an ease in that pressure also. So a hot number, but I continue to believe if we pull out the pandemic notions or the pandemic structures within the inflation figure, we're going to start to see this become more transitory and we're going to start to see prices push down. I also look at things like lumber and some commodities, which have wiped out all the gains of this year in the last two to three months. And that tells me the global economy is starting to readjust. Supply lines are getting better. Production lines are getting better. We're getting increased in capacity, and that should push prices down. So I see these dip moments continue in this environment as a buy the dip. And last night was kind of that first part of it. Let's see how we go. But I don't buy the story that we're not going to see a really good end to the end of the year for equities around the world.
Okay, Jack, one stock, though, that hasn't seen such a good end of the day's trading has been Netflix. I mean, there are concerns about its growth slowing in a post-lockdown world. Some of its latest subscriber forecast numbers coming in well below Wall Street estimates. So the share price came under pressure selling last night. But they're also venturing into video games. So are you still a believer in this stock, or were you never one to begin with?
Oh, no. I've been a big believer in Netflix for a long time. I think we've spoken about it on the show a number of times. Yeah, let's talk about gaming for a moment. I mean, it's a bit of a nothing burger. You know, they haven't really told us what they're going to do. They just announced that they're going to get into gaming. They have spoken about gaming a lot. They've said, you know, attention of users were in competition with gaming on the screen. So I think this is a good move, but we really haven't heard how it's going to look, what they're going to get, you know, how they're going to integrate it and what it's going to look like. So I think that was a bit of a line. Look, the numbers were a little bit disappointing. They did beat on paid subscriber growth, but they definitely missed on expectations. this stock has done nothing for quite a long time. If your listeners out there will look at it on a chart, it's kind of traded between that 5 to 5.30 level. I don't know where it's matching now after hours. For me, Netflix is a bit like the electricity bill. You just pay it. You don't look at it and you just pay it. But they do have to continue to invest in content, which I believe they're doing. I think this is a buy, put it in the drawer kind of stock. I still believe in the metrics of it. I still believe in the vision of the company. I still believe it's part of daily household living. And I still really like the international expansion that this company is going to undertake. But you may see some volatile times in it. I really like the way they're going. I love the spending they've done on content. I love the moat of Netflix. The whole thing of Netflix and chill, that contributes to the brand name of the company. This is one I still want to own and will buy on dips here, particularly if it breaks that $500 level.
Yeah, Jack, a couple of headwinds though for Netflix. I mean, chief of which is obviously the competition from people like Disney and Apple. And then I think secondly as well, there are some concerns that the subscriber growth due to COVID was the main impetus behind their subscription rise in the last 12 months. That seems to have gone because a lot of the COVID fears have been, well, bar the Delta variant clearly, but a lot of those COVID fears have disappeared.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of competition coming into the market, but I think what Netflix has, with the exception of Disney, is a wall of content. And that's what we need to understand about this company. It's been building a wall of content for quite a long time and has such a lead over the Apples or the Canaries that are coming into the market or the HBOs to some extent. So that will allow it to defend itself considerably. Now, in saying that, it constantly has to be ahead of the curve and producing some content. It definitely has some net headwinds against it, but it's got a very good established base, and that's what will protect it in the years to come, in my opinion. But you know, like anything, they have to stay innovative and they have to stay out of the curve. And let's see what this gaming does. You know, we saw Microsoft kind of venture into that a couple of months ago in terms of integrating gaming on a smart TV. You know, Netflix is following this curve. It's still got a lot of moats for me, and it's still one that I want to keep in the portfolio.
Yeah, and of course, Jack, the IPO market in America is going gangbusters, right? And the biggest, the headline act there is clearly Robinhood. I think they're looking for a $35 billion valuation, trying to raise about $2 billion. Would you be a buyer?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I was going to start the show by, please don't ask me about Robinhood because I was listening to you guys talking about the $35 billion IPO. I don't know yet. I don't know. When we talk about businesses, you know, this has got a lot of competition. I mean, you think about TD Ameritrade, Interactive Brokers, Saxo. I mean, there's a lot of competition in this market, and it's a race to the bottom in terms of costs. And now we've got these new issues around order flow and what regulators are going to do with that. I'm on the sidelines at the moment. I'm gonna stay a hold or a neutral right now. I'm gonna maybe pass till 2 weeks, and maybe you can ask me then.
Just curious, Jack, why aren't you a believer though? Is it the valuations that worries you, the regulatory issues that might be pending for them, or just growth in general that, you know, that with everyone going back to work, online trading is not going to be as popular as it was?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, you have a new generation of investors that have come onto the market because of the pandemic. So I don't think they're actually going to move. I think they're going to be sticky. Whether they're going to be, you know, in and out of options prices like they did during the pandemic is probably, you know, a different question. When I look at this sector, I look at the immense amount of competition around and the plethora of options that, you know, an investor has. And that starts to make me think, you know, what will defend it against, you know, some of these other big players. So that's my hesitancy here. It'll be good to look under the bonnet. It'd be also a good look to dig into what happened during, you know, when they needed that money during the whole GameStop saga. I'm just going to reserve my judgment for a bit more research, if that's okay.
That's absolutely okay, Jack. Thank you so much. That was Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group in Sydney, saying that he's going to stay on the sidelines when it comes to the Robinhood IPO, but he still remains pretty bullish on Netflix.
Yeah, the commonality between Robinhood and companies like Netflix was because they were big beneficiaries of the pandemic, right? Obviously, there's a lot of surplus cash rolling around. There's a lot of people staying at home. But you see, the thing is, the US is behaving like the pandemic's over. Clearly, it's not, but it's behaving like it is, right? student loans will return. Well, they'll have to start making payments. The eviction moratoriums will come back into effect. You know, the cash handouts, the stimmy checks will soon stop. And what's going to happen then? I mean, what's going to happen to the Robin Hood, you know, they hold, Bitcoin to the moon crowd?
I think they will still be popular. I mean, once online trading catches on, it's not like it's going to go back to the old days, right? The question is, what kind of valuations is the market going to assign to this? And I'm just curious, will Robin Hood itself ever become a meme stock?
Or will they retreat into Sherwood Forest?
Yeah,
we're going to be watching this
where the sheriff comes after them.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.